May 6, 2005, House Water Committee, call to order. We are going to start with a work session on House Bill 2472. I'm going to close the work session on 2472, open the work session on 2915. And we have an amendment. Would you please, Mr. Gillian? It's a dash which amendment?
Dash one, Mr. Chair.
Dash one amendment to House Bill 2915. Would you read the, or tell us about the amendment, Sean?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sean Gillians, legislative aide to the chair. The dash one amendment to 2915 was what the chair requested at the last hearing, which was to make the repeal of the assumption language not take effect until July 1st of 2007, basically meaning that if no action is taken before July 1st of 2007, the small print language that's currently in 196.800 will be taken out of the statute. And that's primarily what the amendment does to House Bill 2915.
In other words, Sean, all that this does is put an effective date that is later than it would normally be in the legislature, in which case, unless there is other action by the legislature before that July 1 of 2007, the initial repeal that we were talking about with 2915 is in place.
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Thank you. Motion on the amendment, Representative Cromwell.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments to House Bill 2915.
Representative Cromwell has moved the dash one amendments to House Bill 2915. And I see Anna's here with us. Could I ask you to come up, please, Anna? Director of Department of State Lands. And just for the committee's edification, I guess, here, it's my understanding that this might not be the thing that makes you the happiest in the world, but it's a lot better than us passing the bill out without the dash one. Is that correct?
Chair Jensen, I think that's a good summary of it.
Okay.
This, you know, we will work hard over the next 2 years on this.
Okay.
And then come back in 07.
Are there any questions of that? Representative Tomei.
Oh, not a van, but just may I ask a question?
Yes, one work session.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, then I'm assuming that if DSL and the feds are accomplishing something by the time the legislature meets in January of 2007, that if it looks like we might be coming to a conclusion that might be later than July 1st of 07, that it could be extended by the legislature. Is that correct?
That is correct, Representative. And there are at least, I'm sure, some of us here who will be here in 2007. Who that happens to be remains for the voters and for who has the courage to sign a slip volunteering to take further vows of poverty.
Mr. Chair, can we get Representative Brown on the record as agreeing to that right now?
Not committing.
So, yes. I think it's our responsibility, and of course the department will, I'm sure, come to the Water Committee and talk to us about it when we get to that point, if that's the action that we need to take. I mean, I have every reason to believe that they would do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Are there any objections to the amendment? Representative, the amendment is accepted. Representative Cromwell.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2915 to the floor as as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Crummell has moved 2915 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Do I have any objections? Are there any questions?
What are we asking? What is the question now, Mr. Chair?
Pardon me?
I'm sorry. What's the question that you're asking?
I'm asking if you have any, if there are any objections to House Bill 2915 as amended, and asking if there are any questions of the committee on House Bill 2915 as amended.
Well, again, I'm not certain I understand what you mean, but I have lots of objections to the bill, and I intend to vote no. But
that's fine.
But I don't know there's any reason to discuss them any further.
I don't know that that would be, I think that might be true, Representative, but by the same token, the Chair would like to extend the courtesy to members of the committee to say that they're going to vote against the bill, and if there are any specific reasons that they want to put on the record for that, then this would be the time to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate that courtesy.
The clerk would call the roll then, please.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Delto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
This is just for the extension of the date, correct? This is for the amendment, or we're voting on the bill?
It's no, this is for the bill as amended.
It's for the due pass recommendation.
Okay, I guess I'm past the time when we're supposed to make a statement, but I guess I will state that I feel very concerned that I think this process should proceed, and I hope that this just it gets the people involved in the process to hurry up and do it, but I'm voting yes.
Thank you.
Vice Chair Dienfelder?
Aye.
Vice Chair Crummell?
Aye.
Chair Jensen?
The Chair votes yes on this, and you know, for addition on the record, the Chair believes that the department has had 4 years working on and becoming familiar with this, and we would not think it's a great imposition to ask them to move forward in a 2-year period of time. If they do not do that, certainly we may revisit this in the next session and decide to do otherwise. But we would expect that the department also would not slack their other duties at the expense of this particular at the expense of, we would not expect this to be at the expense of the other functions that the Department of State Lands is otherwise obligated to perform by law, statute, and everything else. So with that, then, the Chair will carry the bill on the floor unless someone would like to have the privilege. And I'm not going to extend that opportunity to Representative Barnhart.
Okay. You might like to try to burn those no votes, huh?
Okay. We'll close the work session then on House Bill 2915. And at this point, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2600, and for the record, we have a dash something amendment, it's a dash one amendment to House Bill 2600. This is, Sean, would you explain the amendment for us, please? This is Mr. Gillian for the record, please.
Back already.
Familiar.
Huh?
It looks familiar.
Yeah, I've seen him before. Yeah.
Yes, for the record, Sean Gillian's legislative aide to the chair. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, as Vice Chair Dingfelder just said, this looks quite familiar. You'll notice that the dash one amendment looks remarkably similar to House Bill 3038A, which was passed out of the House. There are a couple of differences from House Bill 3038A, however, that The Water Resources Department brought forth a couple of issues, and since we had the chance to work on them over here on the House side, we added them in. The primary one, which Representative Barnhart I'm sure would be interested in, is on starting on line 18 of page 1. After it says the holder shows good cause, we actually put in language describing more what good cause would entail and cite to an existing statute which lists the factors that will be considered.
Mr. Chair, before we go any further, could I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Is this forgotten stuff?
Yeah. Actually, I think so.
Yes.
Okay. So then could we, since there's nothing in here that tells us what this bill is, could we start in the beginning and let us know what this bill does?
That's what I think Sean is doing.
He's telling us he's starting in certain lines to talk about things, but I want to know exactly what this bill does.
My apologies, Mr. Chair, Representative Tomei. What the bill does, actually, it relates to municipal water rights. It allows for a 20-year time frame for municipalities to complete construction of their rights. It also validates existing water rights that cities currently hold. That's the primary crux of the bill.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Please.
You may just want to reiterate for Representative Tomei's concern. This is House Bill 3038 with some changes that passed out of this committee and was already voted on the floor. So this is a version of House Bill 3038, different than what we've already debated in this committee with some slight changes, correct?
That's correct, Madam Vice Chair. It primarily is House Bill 3038A, which did come out of the committee and which did pass the House floor.
My memory, I can't remember what I had for lunch,
yeah.
So telling me the number of the bill doesn't help me. So tell me.
Municipal water rights.
Yeah. Representative Tomei, the primary two things that the bill does address is the time frame, the statutory time frame for how long municipalities have to develop and complete construction of their water rights, and the validation of existing water right permits, which was thrown into a little bit of limbo due to a recent court case in the Court of Appeals.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And for the committee's knowledge, the reason for moving this over and doing this is seems to be some reasonable possibility that House Bill 3038 is going to get tied up in the ballot measure 37, write and rewrite, and into a ombudsman bill, if that coming
omnibus.
Out of
omnibus bill,
coming out of the Senate, and since this is a major public policy issue for us, the chair is not wanting to take the risk of losing this this opportunity at this time, and this is the only vehicle that we had available for it.
You can thank me for that.
And we are most grateful for Representative Dingfelder and the bill that she had originally brought forward. And Representative Barnhart, you had in the original 3038 a question about the good cause and might have felt differently, if I recall correctly, had that good cause been included. Does this meet with your meet your concern on that?
I'm scrambling, Mr. Chair, to catch up, and I have pulled the statute that is referred to here, ORS 539.010 sub 5, and I've reviewed it, and this is a very old statute that's been amended a couple of times, but does contain some language that talks about the director granting reasonable time after the construction of the works of canal or ditch used for the diversion of the water. In doing so, the director shall take into consideration the cost of appropriation and application of the water to a beneficial purpose, the good faith of the appropriator, the market for water or power to be supplied, the present demands, therefore, and the income or use that may be required to provide fair and reasonable returns upon the investment. For good cause shown, the director may extend the time. Now, reading that fairly, I think that that language is what the Dash 1 Amendment is referring to when it talks about giving due weight to considerations described in that statute. And if that's the case, I think this deals with the issue that I was concerned about.
Thank you, Representative.
And Representative, that's the same way I read why we put that in there, was for those exact six factors that you just listed off.
And it was for Representative Barnhart's concerns that those were added to the bill that we're bringing around this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and also for my edification, I suspect.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I want some members. Well, let me ask, are there objections to the amendment?
I'm just feeling so concerned. I feel like I'm starting at a loss here, and what I'd like to do is go back to my office and get 3038 so that I can help remember. Did we have testimony on 3038? We did, didn't we?
We had lots of it. Extensive
yes.
testimony.
Right. So
on 3038.
In order for me to vote on this, I feel like I need to go back and look at my file on 3038, and I wasn't. If I'd been told ahead of time, I would have brought 3038 with me. But I feel like I need to get it, and I just called my staff, and they're not there. So
we should recess.
We will go in a recess on the work session on House Bill 2600. Back in session on this, we're on House Bill 2600, and the members have refreshed their memories on this and recall their positions on it. And do I have a motion, Representative?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2600.
Representative Hummel moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 2600. Is there objection?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Dingfelder.
I will be a no on the Dash 1s. Do you want me to tell you why?
If you want to.
Sure. Well, and I appreciate your staff, the work that he's done on this, and you know, I just had to look at the original bill because I want to compare the language. And I looked at my notes and what my original concerns were with 3038, and I see that the good cause determination, the dash ones use the, it basically codifies, if I'm reading this right, the definition in Water Resources Department rules, is that correct?
It's actually in that statute 539.010 sub 5 is where the good cause determination came from.
Okay. So that part I'm okay with, but still the two other objections that I had raised to the original bill was the extension of the permit construction time to 20-year without having a limit on the extension of the actual water rights permit. So that wasn't addressed in this version. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, Madam Vice Chair, that is correct. Okay. We did actually change some language stating that commence and completion of construction will occur within 20 years. However, we did not set a definite time frame for the granting of extensions.
Okay, and I appreciate, I think that language is better. And then I think the third was the retroactive language that's now in section, I just had it here a second ago. It's now in section 5, subsection 3, and that was in the original section 5 of the bill, about that's the retroactive clause. And I had requested that Coos Bay be exempted from that. And I don't know if that's something that the committee would consider, but that would be my preference. And if not, then I'd be a no on that. Not that I like voting against my own bill. So that's why I will be a no on this amendment, Mr. Chair.
And the chair would understand if you wanted to take your name off the bill. He would appreciate your position on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hearing no other objections on the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 2600, so ordered. At this point, Representative Crummell.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2600 as amended with a due pass recommendation to be referred to the House Committee on Budgets.
Representative Crummell has moved House Bill 2600 as amended with a due pass recommendation being referred to the House Committee on Budgets. Is there discussion? Representative Barnhart.
Why are we sending it to the...
It has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, which is not available for it now.
But is there a fiscal impact? Did I misread this? Is there a fiscal impact on this bill?
There isn't necessarily a fiscal impact at this point, but the original bill has that on it, and rather than go through the process with that, we'll send it to Ways and Means and let it be there.
Well, I mean, but whatever the chair desires, it just occurs to me that one more complicated step, especially within the political arena of the budget, we run a slightly different risk than the one you were talking about earlier. I'm wondering if it makes sense to ask the Speaker to rescind the referral.
Thank you, Representative. But
whatever the chair desires is fine.
The chair believes that the League of Oregon Cities will be actively enough involved to be able to keep this thing, to kind of nurture this if necessary in the House Committee on Budget.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
No other things? The clerk would call a roll, please.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Dalto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Vice Chair Dingfelder?
No.
Vice Chair Crummell?
Aye.
Chair Jensen?
Aye. House Bill 2600, as amended, has received a majority vote and will be referred to the House Budget Committee. And with that, Representative Crummell, we have one other bill up for work session. You voted, you were absent when that bill came through the first time, and it was not noted on the record, I guess, that you would probably have been a no on that vote. So if you want to stay to cast your no vote, why, we can open the work session on that and move on, or if not, the chair would excuse you at this point.
Okay. Well, if it's one that I would be a no on anyway, I'll just go ahead and take my leave.
I think this is the fluoride bill. It's a gut and stuff on the fluoride bill.
Really?
And I think some of you were a yes on that at the time. I would hope you would stay with us at that.
Depends on what's in it.
Which bill are we talking about?
We'll be opening a work session on House Bill 2472.
I didn't think you'd send fluoride back to us again after the hours and hours and hours.
We are looking at something of the same possibility on House Bill 2472 that we were looking at on the preceding bill.
A button for punch.
And I believe, Mr. Dillian, would you explain that this is the gut and stuff for us, too?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I think I'm just going to stay up here. For the record, my name is Sean Dillian, legislative aide to Representative Jensen. I first want to say I agree wholeheartedly with the vice chair that I was hoping this was never going to come back into this committee either. Many hours of phone calls from this one. The Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 2472 is, in fact, House Bill 2025A, the fluoride amendment. It would gut the current House Bill 2472 and place all the language from House Bill 2025A into it, which As you may recall from, I'm sure, the many hours of testimony and phone calls and emails that you received, would require that water suppliers serving populations of 10,000 or greater add fluoride, and that they could cease implementation if funds were not available from sources other than fees or charges levied upon ratepayers, shareholders, taxpayers, or bondholders. It is the exact same language. We did not change anything in this one. And the committee can thank Representative Brown for the relating to clause. So now Representative Brown will be the promoter of fluoride.
Why are
we
doing this?
I thought we did this once.
We did, Representative, as we did the previous one once, but we want to ensure that we have every opportunity to move this bill forward on the other side.
Mr. Chair, what happened to the other bill?
That's one question.
It's languishing in something or another now in committee. That's not meeting at the present time.
Is there any reason to think that this one will have a different fate?
Representative, the chair is not aware of and has no reason to think one way or another as far as what will or will not happen to this bill in committee there. The only thing the chair is doing is trying to preserve the options in the event that that committee gets bogged down and doesn't continue to hear the bill.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I object to the fact that we let Representative Crummell off the hook.
That's one of the things that we would do, and that the carrier of this bill would do when it comes to the floor, is correct the error that was made when the bill was on the floor the first time, and that was that Representative Crummell was absent and would have been a no vote if he had been there.
He was absent in committee also.
Yes, that's true.
People. Well, I'm very smart. Mr. Chair, I move the dash one amendments.
Representative Dalto moves the dash one amendments. Are there any objections to the dash one amendments?
Get your bellies beating up.
No objections. We will adopt the dash one amendments, and the chair would like to have a motion then with the dash one amendments adopted to refer the bill to the House Committee on Rules.
So moved.
It's been moved that the bill be sent as amended to the House Committee on Rules. Is there any objection? Are there any objections? Clerk would call the roll, please.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Dalto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Vice Chair Dinkelder?
Aye.
Vice Chair Crummell?
He's excused.
Chair Jenkins?
Aye. House Bill 2472 as amended is being referred to the House Committee on Rules. And colleagues, with that, I would like to do one more work session, and what I would I have two more work sessions I'd like to do. I'd close the work session on 2472 and open a work session on 2883. And there's an amendment on 2883, and would you explain that to us, Mr. Gillian?
Certainly, Mr. Chair. And you'll be happy to know, Representative Barnhart, this is not a gut and stuff. This is actually a real amendment to the bill. Mr.
For the
Chair,
record.
For the record, my name is Sean Gillian, legislative aide to Chair Jensen. House Bill 2883 directs Water Resources Department to conduct a survey for, or conduct an inventory of potential surface water right storage sites. Not water right, water storage sites. Let me correct myself on that one. The original bill had a general fund appropriation of $151,000, which in this budget time we found to be quite problematic. It also had an effective date that the inventory had to be conducted by June 30th of 2007. However, with no money, it was going to be hard for the department to get that accomplished. So what the Dash 2 amendments do is require the department to seek funding from federal, state, lottery, local, and private sources in order to prepare the inventory. And if they're successful in getting the funding, then they have the two-year window begins at that point, and they have 2 years to prepare the inventory. That is the basic changes to that the Dash 2 would offer to House Bill 2883, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any other questions? Pretty straightforward. It is my assumption that the department does not have any objections to this. If they have objections, they can come forth and tell us. If they don't, we'll just proceed with it.
He's speechless.
Mr. Chair, I don't have objections. I just wanted to put one thing to make sure that it was on the record.
Please.
For the record, I'm Adam Sussman with the Water Resource Department, and I do appreciate the amendment and the chair's leadership in moving this forward. I just wanted to make sure that it's clear on the record that without resources, without additional resources, we would not be able to carry out this work.
That the chair and I think everybody on the committee understands, I think we tried to cover that, but we do appreciate having that on the record for
Thank you.
The department, so no one can be confused by it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good.
Maybe we should add ASR sites.
Well, that's fine. You. We'd take a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move dash two amendments to 2883.
We have a waiting. Oh, that's fine. We just sent a waiting. You've heard the motion to the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2883. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move House Bill 2883 to the floor with the due path. Do we have to refer it to Ways and Means?
Sure.
House Budget Committee.
Representative Tomei moves House Bill 2883 as amended with a due pass recommendation with a referral to the House Budget Committee.
That's what I meant to say.
That's what I heard you say. Is there any discussion? The clerk would call roll, please.
Representative Barnhart?
No.
Representative
Brown? Aye.
Representative
Belto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Vice Chair Dinkfelder?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Crummell,
excuse. Chair Jensen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to change my vote to aye, please.
Representative Barnhart changes his vote to aye, and with that, we'd accept a motion from him to put this on the consent calendar.
It's going to the House.
I think it's going to another committee, Mr. Chair.
Oh, that's right. I beg your pardon. Thank you. House Bill 2883, as amended, then, is passed. To pass recommendation, referred to the House Budget Committee. And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2883 and open a work session on House Bill 2812. This will have a referral to the House Budget Committee as well, and we would, and as far as I know, I don't have any amendments to go on this bill, which is something that probably should bother us at this point, since everything you've had to do today has been to juggle amendments. This is the task force on rewriting, if you wish, water law. And I understand there's a significant fiscal that would be on this, and in and of itself and by itself, would therefore probably have very little chance of surviving the budget process or the Ways and Means process, if that's how we might get what we might get back to. But you know, given this, it's still an opportunity for us to kind of continue to search and see if maybe we can find some source of funding for this, so that the Ways and Means Committee or the Budget Committees might look upon it favorably. I'd like to move it to that through that area, understanding the problems that it still has in front of it. If this doesn't happen, if there is a interim committee on water, this would be an agenda for that committee to pursue during the interim, and it would then remain for the next legislative session to do something like we're talking about, you know, in this bill. And Representative Dingfelter has been rudely interrupted twice by the chair, and I apologize. Representative Dingfelter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I think it was the opposite. However, looking at my notes, and just want to say, in theory, I'm very supportive of the idea, and I think I had mentioned to you that I think it's would keep us busy for many years, this task force on water law reform. However, I know that I had some concerns, and there was lots of testimony about the makeup of the task force, and I know there was discussion about possible amendments. So although I support the intent of the legislation, until I see amendments on the makeup of the task force, I will be a no, because in the current form, I think that there needs to be more balance.
Appreciate your point, Representative, but the way it sits at the present time, having no amendments to satisfy your needs, the intent cannot take place, because in essence the bill dies today if it's not moved. Would ask you before you vote on it to consider that and to recognize that if the bill were to advance in some other form, that you would have an opportunity at that time to express your concern over that issue and not only of course, in the Ways and Means or in the budget process, perhaps not have a vote on it, but you certainly would on the floor, and you certainly would have the opportunity to tell the Budget Committee or the Ways and Means Committee that was hearing it, those concerns.
Okay. Well, my preference would have been if we had an opportunity to move an amendment here. And again, I am supportive. I think I actually talked to you about being a co-sponsor of this if there were changes in the makeup. And mainly, we had heard that, you know, what about small water providers or special districts, sports fishing or outfitters, tourism, addressing tourism needs. I didn't see that the tribes were listed. Overall, I thought it was a little heavy on the users, that it needed some more balance about looking at some of those other uses and other concerns. So I think I will be a no, just to make sure that that's on the record.
Thank you. Did I comment?
I shared Representative Dingfelter's concerns also in the notes that I had written to myself some weeks ago. However, I will be voting yes, because I think overall this is a great idea and it can be amended to include other stakeholders later.
Other Representative Barnard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A bill like this really requires that everybody who has an interest is included in that commission, and that is our second Representative Dingfelter's concerns. On the other hand, I do think it needs to go forward, and I'll give a courtesy vote to the bill in the hopes that at some later stage it can be amended accordingly.
Thank you, Representative. Let the record also show that the chair supports all of my colleagues' comments on this, and There are, you know, other represent. There is other representation that is necessary, I think, for this to be an effective bill, and for it to ever hope to get the support that it needs to do something as complicated and difficult as we are proposing. If the bill moves forward beyond where we are today, the chair would work very hard to make sure that list of participants will be expanded to include some of the areas that have been omitted at this time. Understanding that if we're going to stay with a task force, we do have to be at least a little judicious in the size of that task force, because pretty soon you have a group that's so large that it's too cumbersome to do anything. The possibility would be that the task force be a little restructured here, and that there be work groups that would include a broader representation be a part of that, and bringing back reports then to a larger task force or to a task force to move forward. But that's discussion that needs to have something that needs a lot more discussion than we have right now. My hope is merely to keep the issue alive for us.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Please.
I noticed that there is a sunset. Why is there a sunset? Just to make sure that it happens?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No other discussion. I would need a motion to then refer the bill to the House Budget.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2812 to the Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Tomei moves House Bill 2812 to the House Budget Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion further?
Mr. Chair, I just would like to add, since I'm the lone dissenting vote, for the record, that should this get amended in another committee, my preference, I would have felt more comfortable if we had worked through the amendments here, but should it get amended in another committee to reflect a more balanced membership, then I certainly would be consider supporting it on the floor. So I just want to let you know that I like to see things in writing.
Thank you, Representative. I share your likes on that. Would you call roll, please?
Representative
Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Dalto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative
Dean?
No.
Excuse.
Chair Jensen? Aye. House Bill 2812, as amended, received a majority vote and will be referred to the House Budget Committee. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to call an end to the House bills that this committee will hear, except for any that might come to us with the blessings of the House Speaker. And with that, we are adjourned.